Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, probably all of us at one time or another have pondered questions like, what would you do if you were granted three wishes? Or what would you do if you were president or king or queen for a day? Thinking about questions like that can be an interesting and enjoyable diversion. But at the same time, we know that our answers to those questions are really just in the realm of the imagination. They might be interesting to think about, but we don't actually get to put our answers into practice. On the pages of the Bible, though, we see something much more fascinating than that. There we see someone who actually did have the power to do all things. And we see the choices that he actually made about how to use that power. As God in the flesh, Jesus Christ had the power to do all things. Absolutely nothing was beyond his reach. And so, what did Jesus do? Well, let's first consider what Jesus did not do. He did not use his power to serve himself. He did not use his power to build up worldly wealth. As he said, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man had no place to lay his head. He did not use his power to spare himself from hunger or fatigue or pain or sorrow. Instead, he hungered, he slept, he bled, and he wept. He did not use his power to prevent his own arrest or even to prevent his own death. Although he knew how agonizing it would be, Jesus went willingly to death like a lamb being led silently to slaughter. As we see in all of this, although he was in his very nature truly God, Jesus did not consider his status as God something to be used for his own advantage, for his own comfort or convenience. So, how did Jesus use his power? As we read in the second chapter of Philippians, although he was in very nature God, he took on the form of a servant, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death upon a cross. In other words, Jesus used his power to be a servant. More specifically, Jesus used his power to be our servant, to serve us and save us. We see an example of Jesus using his power in service to others in this morning's gospel reading. One day, a man who was deaf and who was unable to speak clearly was brought to Jesus. Now, this man had nothing to offer Jesus that he needed, but Jesus was not looking for anything from this man. Jesus had something that he wanted to offer him, and that he freely gave him. Jesus took the man aside, away from the crowds, and he used a bit of improvised sign language to communicate to him what he was about to do. He touched the man's ears and his tongue to indicate that he was about to open those ears and loose that tongue. Then Jesus looked up to heaven to show this man where his healing would come from. His help would come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Jesus then sighed and spoke a single word, Ephatha, which in Aramaic means be opened. And with that one liberating word from Jesus, that man's life was amazingly, graciously, completely changed. His ears were opened and his tongue was loosed. A whole new dimension of reality, the world of sound and speech, was now opened up to this man. and he began to speak plainly. What exactly he said, we don't know, but at long last, perhaps for the first time, the people around him did know just what he wanted to say to them. In that good news, the people rejoiced that day, and they said about Jesus, "He has done all things well." Jesus showed that day that he had the heart of a servant. But it wouldn't be until another day, about a year after that, that the true depth of love in that servant's heart would fully be seen. Jesus once said of himself, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And indeed it was when he gave his life as a ransom for us, when he gave his own life to set us free, that Jesus showed us what a true servant is, as he served us and saved us by giving himself up for us in our place. Greater love there has never been, and a more selfless servant there has never been. When Jesus healed the deaf and mute man that day, the people responded by saying, "He has done all things well." But only in looking to the cross and to Christ crucified can we fully appreciate what it means to say that truly he really has done all things well. And today, Jesus continues to do all things well as he continues to use his power in service to us. You might have noticed in our hymnals that the liturgy is called the Divine Service. Why is it called that? It's called the Divine Service because this is God's service to us. This is where our God comes to us and serves us. God doesn't call you here because he wants to demand something from you. He calls you here and he comes to you here because he wants to do something for you. The Lord knows our sins and our need for forgiveness. And so as we come to him here stained with sin, he comes to us here and cleanses us with his words of forgiveness, his words of absolution. We come to him here acknowledging how foolish our attitudes and choices so often are. And he comes to us and serves us here by teaching us in his word, guiding us in pathways of wisdom and righteousness. We come to him here with a hunger in our souls that nothing in this world can satisfy, starved for peace, hungering for righteousness. And he welcomes us and freely feeds us here with the very bread of life, Jesus Christ. About 2,000 years ago, Jesus went to an area called the Decapolis near the Sea of Galilee and served a deaf man by giving him the healing that he sought. Today he comes to us here at St. Paul Lutheran Church, and he serves us by giving us the healing that we so need. And then, having healed us through the saving power of his word, he then sends us back to our daily lives and our vocations, taking his love with us to share with the world around us, as we then join our Savior in the privilege of serving others, loving as we have been loved in Christ, and serving others as we have been served by Christ. In our epistle reading this morning, James says that he will show his faith by his works. The point James is making is that the faith that God has placed in our hearts, the faith that God strengthens and renews here in the divine service, that faith is not a lifeless, listless thing. It is a living and active thing. and it expresses itself in love. As we heard in our gospel reading, by the power of Jesus' word that day, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. In a similar way, Jesus' words of forgiveness to us loose our tongues, so that we can then both thank and praise him for what he has done for us, and then also speak words of love and forgiveness to others. As we actively love and serve our neighbors in what we say and do, wherever God places us in our daily lives and vocations, expressing our faith and our words and our works so that the people around us can know that they too are loved by an amazingly merciful and gracious God, and that they are also loved by that God's people. And we do all of this not thinking that by these acts of love, by these works, we will be saved. Rather, we do these good works out of gratitude and love, knowing that we are already saved by God's grace alone, through faith in Jesus Christ alone, and wanting others to also know that same amazing, undeserved love that we are so blessed to know and by which we are saved. It can be a fun diversion now and then to think about what we might ask for if we were granted three wishes. But there is nothing in this world that we could wish for that could ever hold a candle to the priceless gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation that our gracious God freely gives us. Gifts that Christ purchased for us on the cross, gifts which he now gives to us personally in his holy word and sacraments in the divine service. And it can be an interesting thought exercise to consider what we would do if we could be president or king or queen for a day. But nothing that we could do sitting in an Oval Office or on a throne could possibly compare to the eternal value of what God is doing as he sends out his love and his saving word, both to us and then also through us, in service to the world, for the life of the world. For all of this, may all glory, honor, and praise be to Christ Jesus, our Savior, our divine servant, now and forevermore. Amen.